Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest has been all around this great country. Over 70 cities, in fact. I didn't even know there were so many. With the Pink Collar Comedy Tour. She's been featured on New York Daily News, CBS, performed a one-woman show entitled The Bottom Layer, A Journey from Depression to Slightly Less Depression. Her album is out now called Cry Through It. My friend and yours, Carrie Gravenson.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You skipped the credit. And she just beat Chemda out in poker, and Chemda's still upset.
That's right.
Carrie Gravenson.
That's right. I'm a master poker player. Add that to my creds.
Chemda's been loving poker lately, right?
Too much, right? But the thing is I always put it on Keith. I'm just like, hey, Keith, what are you doing tonight? He's like,
yeah, he's what? The one hosting. It's his set. He's hosting. He puts out cheese. It's not like we can not go and win money.
But that's what I'm like, what are you doing tonight? He goes, nothing. I go, He goes, what? You want poker? And I'm like, yes. Can you put it together?
I didn't know this. I thought this was all like Keith's obsession. You're pulling the poker strings.
I think I'm so smooth. I'm like, what's up, Keith? He's like, I already hear the poker in your fucking face.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the way Chemda says it, like a weirdo, I assume I'm late for a meeting or something.
Right. She's like, hey, Keith, I have a question for you. And you're like, oh, no, what'd I do? What now?
And poker's a relief. I'm like, okay, sure.
That's fine. Cheese bites, whatever.
I follow Carrie on Twitter, of course, Carrie Gravenson. I tried my first marijuana gummy last night. Oh. It made me really appreciate the times I've had a functioning brain and body. It's a whole new world, isn't it?
Oh, my God. What is up with the gummy?
This is why the government is kind of hard on letting us have weed, because it knows when it's being tricked. And we're like, what? It's weed.
Right. It'll help me sleep. I'm not a big user of the ganj. So this was my first gummy. I'm like a one-hit wonder. One hit will put me to sleep. So I generally don't do it when I'm out, because right. I'll just collapse on the floor. So someone gave me a gummy during a movie, and I ate it. And then by the time I stood up to leave, I was like, where am I? I was like tripping. Like,
wow.
Yeah, there were like unicorns coming out to lick my butthole, and like, wow. It was bad.
That sounds fun. That's what I'm going to masturbate to. Unicorns licking buttholes.
Licking my butthole.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to make it weird. Butthole, right. I apologize.
Yeah, don't come on.
Sorry.
I can hear you.
I was just sexually assaulting you.
No, the unicorn was. Okay. Right. That's fine. But yeah, I don't recommend the gummy.
Though a unicorn was eating your asshole?
Okay, now what? Hold on.
When you're not expecting it.
I see, okay.
Listen to how horny and sexed up Chemda is. Okay, you're just being silly. I was high. Unicorn. She's really taking this like this is a thing that can happen. She thinks that she's going to be able to remain celibate after her breakup, which was a couple months ago, for a year. Are you kidding?
How many more celibates do you have? How many more months of this?
Either 9 or 10. Yeah.
Tell me you don't know the days. Come on.
I don't. It was mid-May, and I don't know where we are.
Yeah. I did a similar thing, though. I went on a man fast from mid-February to May 1st this year.
How was it?
It was fine. But I was like, I'm going to stop dating, and I'm just going to focus on me and my career. And I did that for like 4 days.
What was the rest of it?
And then the rest of it was just like
masturbation.
Like, yeah, like... you know, delayed horniness, like put it like bottling up the horny for like, yeah. And then it was fine.
Wait, did you explode by the time you?
Yeah. Then May 1st, like on midnight, May 1st, I went out and had sex with 43 guys. And then I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. That was way more than I would have if I just kept dating. And like, you know, so it kind of backfired.
Do you think there's something you have to look at that you're having sex to hide feelings and you're not getting anywhere? Does that make sense?
What are you talking about?
Okay. No. Well, you're doing great.
Thanks. No, I don't have sex to hype feelings.
Okay.
I have sex because you make money that way. No, I just... Because, you know, why does anyone have sex?
Because it's fun.
It's fun.
But it doesn't make me sad. Does it make you sad after?
Do you fuck the pain away?
Oh, I don't think I fuck the pain away. Mm. Wow, we got in there quick. What's the time stamp on that? How long did that take?
You mentioned unicorns and you know Chemda.
Right. We went right to unicorn. We went from gummy to unicorn to celibacy.
And Keith says, I have sex on the mind. He's the one who's doing it.
I wanted to know That's what true. The movie was you were seeing, but
oh,
here we are.
We were seeing Sorry to Bother You.
Okay.
Which I don't recommend tripping your balls off to, because it's already like 30% trippy.
Mm. Okay.
The movie's pretty trippy. If you've seen it. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but okay. I will. You know, I got the pass.
Well, take a gummy.
Okay.
And
freak out.
Freak out.
Yeah, I'll probably just watch it.
Or do that. I don't know your life.
All right. Now, you've been telling me about some of these dates that you go on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And give me that pen.
Oh, no.
We both went for it at the same time.
What's the matter? Well, I got it.
I'm making fidgety noises.
I'm fidgety.
No.
How am I going to write down my... Okay.
All right. You're going to have to be in the moment.
Why don't you just tell me to stop doing it? Why'd you have to take it away from me? Now I have nothing.
If you don't know better before we stop you, then you just don't know better. You're in the corner now. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
It's been 8 minutes we were giving you.
Okay.
And you failed.
All right.
Right? So that's not yours.
You know, I have another pen.
And this is why I brought backup. There's three people behind you ready to grab every pen you touch.
All right.
All right. Now.
You told me to write things down, by the way.
I said, Carrie's doing a show thing for us on our VIP network called Fuck, Marry, Kill. And so I said, we'll play a game at the end of Fuck, Marry, Kill and write down three things as we go throughout the show. But I didn't know that meant.
I wasn't clicking it. Hey.
So I've decided, you know what? We're going to remember three things.
All right.
Okay. We're going to be all right. Now, I hear about these dates you go on, and maybe you're just not telling me the good things, and I'm only hearing the bad things. But when the relationship doesn't work out, you're very sad. I don't know why.
Because rejection stings, no matter what.
Even if you didn't care about the other person.
Yeah.
Especially if you didn't, because it's like, no, I hate you.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you don't hate me.
She'll do the breaking up.
Yeah.
And then
she's upset that the other person didn't take it so bad.
That's fair.
That's not how that happened. I know what you're talking about, and that's not how that happened. That's not at all how that happened.
I have the receipts.
Oh.
How did it happen?
It's fun to be friends with Keith, right?
Yeah, I think you're combining like four dudes, first of all.
Okay.
Because this all happened at once, and I don't clarify for you, because right. I don't want you to think I'm dating four dudes.
Right.
So I just made it into one monster dude with four heads.
And with that
and
with that said, I didn't find out one good thing about this fucking monster. There's four people and I didn't know one good thing.
There's like nine guys.
Okay.
And then, but I don't want you to be like, Carrie, how do you juggle all these men? So I just made it one guy. And right. I just took all of the worst parts of each of them. And then you were like, break up with him. And I'm like, no.
That's nine phone calls. And I'm right, like, Harry, right. It's one.
I don't break up on the phone. What am I, 10?
What do you do? What is a breakup in person? I don't have a problem with the phone breakup. In fact, if you text normally, I don't have a problem with the text breakup.
I think.
Don't take me out somewhere. And then you decided.
Ruin that place for me.
Ruin that place for me. You decided what you're going to say already. I didn't. And then I'm an asshole for not having something back to say. I'll respond at my convenience. I'll say thank you. I'll take you out next week and give you my response.
I've broken up with someone who came over to my apartment to spend the night. Mm-hmm. And then I broke up with him and he went home. Oh. And the worst part was that when he came over, like I have a take your shoes off, please rule in my apartment. So I'm watching him take off his shoes and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh my God.
He's going to have to put those back on in like 10 minutes and he has no idea. Like he brought it, you know, like he thought he was spending the night. And then
why? Carrie.
I couldn't figure out another way to do it.
Go to his place. Don't take off
his
shoes.
I know. And then I was like, I know. I panicked. Like,
okay. How'd he take it? He threw a shoe at you?
He loved it.
He pooped in his own shoe.
As revenge.
Yeah. No, he you know, he got sad and we said goodnight and he sadly put his shoes back on and went home. And I was like, oh my God.
And he slipped them off without untying them and he can't get them on back right.
But he keeps trying. Because
and he's like, Yeah. And then what I often do when someone comes over is like, because I'm a playful jerk, I'll like put something in someone's shoe. So when they put it on the next morning, they're like, Carrie, like you put a piece of bread in my shoe. What's the deal? Like,
you put a piece of paper with a frowny face in this shoe?
Yeah. I was like, welcome to Dumpsville, population you. Yeah, I did like, you're single now. Yeah.
Your other shoe says a list of why.
Right. Your shoes have each other, but you have no one. You know.
So when you're on these dates, do you know they're not right for you or there is a chance?
I usually know they're not right for me. But then there's levels of not rightedness. Like,
But if it makes you, it sounds like, to me, it sounds like it makes you sad at the end.
Yeah.
So there's because not
you,
levels.
It's changing your routine. It's like you even if you go out with someone for like a few weeks and you've been on like a dozen dates, maybe. Like
that's a lot of dates.
You still get in the routine of texting them like your daily schmo. You're like, oh, good morning. Eat a cookie.
Yeah, cookie. You're real good with this stuff. Yeah. Cookie.
And so well said.
Thank yes, you. That's yes. how I got lots of game. Yeah.
I can't wait to see your sexting.
Yeah. Texting. I'm like, oh, what? How's the cookie doing? I got a cookie crumb in my cleavage because I eat practically on my back when I'm home alone. Okay. No, so then, but I think it's a change of the routine, and then you don't get that validation, and then. You know, you're sort of losing like a half friend, you know, mm-hmm. You're like, oh, now we don't get to text all the time. And you don't have like the default setting for what to do.
The flirtation outlet.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw this and thought of you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I tried to be friends with one of my fairly recent exes and she's like, and I said, you know, all right, so let's give it time. And then if one of us want to reach out to the other one, okay. And she goes, well, I'm not going to reach out. And I go, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And she goes, so are you going to? And I'm like, well, I guess let's just see. What does that mean? I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't done this either.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. Maybe it means nothing. If it's driving you crazy, which I can understand, let's just assume we won't see each other again.
Yeah, that's fine.
And she goes, okay.
I like the clean breakup. Like I got dumped a couple of years ago and the guy was like, we'll still be friends. And I went, no, we won't.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck. So you don't get my friendship as like a bonus prize to dumping me.
I used to be very prideful about I'm friends with all my exes.
Yeah,
but then I thought of my friendships with my exes and I was like, oh, that's not friendship.
Right.
I just kind of kept them around to feel like it wasn't a complete failure of my time and effort.
Right.
And of my choosing, you know, because like I chose you. I must be able to be friends with you. Like maybe we're not compatible on this level. What I found out is I really hate a lot of my exes.
Right.
Like I don't like
you. Or like you've grown apart and you don't have anything in common anymore. It was like
the reason we broke up is I don't like you and I didn't want to admit it.
But this the recent guy that you might be talking, one of the nine, I broke up with him via text. And then his response was so funny that it pissed me off for 4 days.
What'd you say and what'd they say?
And 4 days later, I was like, I'm still mad at how funny that was. And he was like, then I win.
That's
funny. Then I was like, friendship. And he was like, absolutely. So now we're friends again.
Do you know what he said? Do you remember?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's sort of a long, it's hard. Okay. So I was obsessed with his beard. He had super, super, super sexy beard. And like, it was like a running thing. Like, I'd be like, how's your beard today? You know, like, blah, blah, blah. And like he wouldn't shower for like 9 days, but then make sure his beard was on point. It was like, you know, I was basically dating the beard. And so Monday morning, he's like texting me, like, how's your weekend? And he tells me about a dream. So while he's composing what his dream was, I'm composing the, you're a great guy, but I don't think it's a good match. And I wish you the best of luck. I'm composing my breakup text while he's writing his dream. And we send them simultaneously. Ugh. And his dream was something, something, something. And then I shaved. I was clean shaven at the end of the dream. And while he sends that, I send, you're a great guy, but I don't think we should be together anymore. And his response was, okay, but it was just a dream.
That's funny.
Thinking like as if I had broken up with him because he was shaved. Right.
Cute. And did you take him back for oral?
No.
Just a little more? Because that was clever.
You didn't listen to anything I just said. You were just not paying attention. You were just picturing a guy with a beard going down on me. That's it. Very rude. Very rude.
Do you keep in touch with any of these nine people?
Yeah. No, because then I was like, that was... So 4 days later, I was like, that was hilarious and it's pissing me off. Because we had great rapport. So like, he's really funny.
So
like,
that's reaching out, right?
Yeah, I reached out.
And then what happened?
And then he was like, yeah, I am fucking hilarious. And I was like, well, then let's be friends. And he was like, okay.
That's cool.
Because I think we agreed, like, we like each other. There's just no big romantic spark.
Have you gone out since then?
No, but we've texted funny articles.
So you give each other homework now. Okay.
Read this and get back to me. Yes, we've done that. So I'm like, please edit the line edit this for me.
It's so funny how no one could take their own advice though, because Carrie has given me advice about dating recently. And it's advice everybody knows, but it's okay.
Yeah, Carrie, it's not special.
When you break up, don't reach out after, that's the end, blah blah blah.
Oh yeah?
But Carrie can be friends apparently.
Yeah. Well, I do it better than you.
I do it.
Because you were like, let's just be friends, but sleep over on my face.
I don't think I ever said that.
I think
to
that's
anybody.
What you say. I think that's your breakup move.
No, I said
you can still sleep on my face, but I mean, I don't like you like that.
If you need somewhere to sleep, sure. But no, I said to this woman, I go, okay, then I guess we won't keep in touch. And she goes, okay. So when are you going to reach out? I'm like, I go, August 7th, 3 p.m.
Oh, God, you're so obnoxious.
She goes, okay, let me see.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So you make fun of me for not being good at this? I mean.
Oh, I'm very good at it. And then I go, okay, never mind. You're out to lunch. You know, I tried to. No, you got to just end it. And that's it. You can't be friends. I tried it.
I think if you both agree on the terms of, I think if one of you still likes the other one, you can't be friends. But if you mutually agree that like the other one is great, it's just a bad match.
Mm-hmm.
And that the other one didn't do anything. They're not a dick. You know, it just didn't happen to be a good chemical match. You can be friends.
And both agreed on that.
Yeah.
When you happen to invite him over and have him take off his shoes.
No, that was
right. So it's always going to be
again,
one person.
You're combining different pickups.
It's always going to be one person, a little different. But you know, we'll keep in touch about your story, and maybe you're right.
This is why I'm not talking to you about relationships anymore, because you're just going to pull me on the air and then breakup shame me.
All I'm learning is that you didn't tell me a fucking thing anyway, so I'm not going to.
What
miss
did you
out,
want to know
right?
that I didn't tell you?
How would I know? Well, we were talking about nine people. I thought there was one.
Well
I'm going to miss all this grand information.
You gotta pay attention.
When I'm lying.
Yeah, you have to pay attention to my tells.
No, I went out with somebody. She wanted to talk in person after the breakup. Okay? And I've never done that, but okay, let's see how this goes. So we go out, and everything's going fine. And we have some food. We're yapping. And then we go to leave, and the subway's right there by where we were. She's like, and she's kind of like half joking. It seems like, well, this is my stop. I'm like, okay, see you later. And I start walking. And then she texts me.
No Christian side hug?
There was a hug. There was a weak hug. And then I started walking away. And then she texted, well, I mean, we can still walk around for a little bit and talk. And I go, okay. And so I turn around. And then we start walking.
See, why did you turn around? You could be like, no, I'm going home.
Because maybe she had more she wanted to get off her chest. I'm the one who
Well, then that's,
it.
I mean, all right. Then that's not your problem. That's her problem.
What's that? If I just said no, I'm not turning back.
She's like, we could still talk more, and then you turn around and go back. That's
right.
I mean, that's practically like a sleep on my face.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
I did not know that.
Because you should have just been like, I'm really tired. I'm going home. And then if she was like, I had more to say, you could be like, well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, but also
you should have said more, bitch.
Why don't you talk faster?
You had your chance.
Yeah.
I don't think Keith is used to, I'm going to use this word for lack of a better word, I don't think he's used to women being predatory. I think as women, we're like, nah, man, you're already being manipulative. I think he's not recognizing
right.
the manipulative act. Like, so he's like, oh, I just broke up with her. I need to be more kind.
Right. So you think you're being nice, but you're just being actually kind of manipulative. And then if she's like,
I am. You're saying I am.
You are.
That's funny.
Because you're in what you think is a kindness, you're like, that's so true. You're like, oh yeah, we could hang out more.
But I think.
You just don't want her to hate you.
I don't care.
I thought he was being kind.
I know people have this thing with them. I don't care what
I think.
Okay.
I think if he was doing it out of like just, I don't think Keith stays so that you like him. I think he's excited when people dislike him because then he gets to, you know,
to channel that into his art.
Yeah,
because write better poetry.
Yeah, well, if you break up with him amicably, there's no story. There's no like then.
Well, yeah.
Then you just have to, you know, mind your P's and Q's. But if you give him the finger on the way out, yay!
Yeah, she's crazy.
Let's
right.
do this.
Right
now, I get to talk about
but
you. Now
right, but also you knew that she still liked you. You didn't. You knew that she liked you more than you liked her.
Yeah, I ended it, so obviously she liked me more.
So then, well, that's not necessarily.
Well, if you got something to say, say it. But that's what I think.
Okay.
You know what? They would throw you right out of court because you can't be doing things like that.
What? You took my pen. You took my pen away. I have nothing. I'm sitting here like an idiot with my hands empty.
So I walk back.
Why don't I just twirl it under the table?
You can't behave. I've heard that. It's not that it was just distracting us. We heard it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you like a paper towel?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You know what we do for Mike Lawrence? He's very fidgety. We put a washcloth in front of him.
Oh, my God.
You found
the
way.
The worst.
You found the way.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to make origami with this. Because you guys can blow
You know it. You're doing something right now, right?
My hand, I have a fidgety hand right. issue. What?
He's taking everything away now.
Oh, I'll just keep drinking water.
Drink water, yes, yes.
The bracelet's mine, the paper towel's mine.
Okay, so you go back.
So I go back to the woman. And so we start walking. And we're fairly close to my house. And she says, how about I'll walk with you to the subway closer to your place, and then I'll be on a subway, and we're still talking more. I'm like, okay. So we start doing that, but nothing's really being said because there isn't more to be said. So, you know, we're making little comments like, look how mature we are, good for us. Oh, she says, was it awkward for you? I'm like, yeah, sure, it's a little awkward, but we did. Well, next thing you know, we're passing my house to get to the subway a block away. And so we're across the street from my house. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
And so she goes to turn towards my side of the street instead of walking the following block. Mm-hmm. And she goes, so we'll go this way. I go, no, the subway's this way. We'll go this way. So then she kind of shrugs and we walk that way to the subway.
What were you thinking at that point? Because I know it
like
seems
I know
like,
what's happening and I knew what was happening.
Is that when
night,
you
the
figured
whole night
out what
was leading up to that? Like
why would it be? Why
would he guess that?
You're not supposed to trust people? What?
You're supposed to know if someone likes you more than you like them and not, like, continue hanging out with them.
Right, yeah, right. So I shouldn't have given this woman an extra hangout in person.
Right.
Right. So there you go.
Yeah, but considering that men are called cold and callous and...
Or not right away. I mean, you can, but give it a minute. Wasn't it like 43 minutes after you guys broke up?
It's probably a week.
So that might be a little, it's still a little raw. I would give it more time. Or at least until she gets laid by someone else.
So do you do the breakups in person or not? This is very confusing.
I do the breakups in whatever format we had been hanging out.
Well, we've been hanging out. I've been having sex.
So then I would do it during sex. That's how you communicate.
Wait, this next hang was a week after you broke up.
About, yeah.
Okay.
That seems a little short to me. Frankly.
So you break it off, you don't talk, and then a couple months later you see if everyone's okay.
Or wait until like her Instagram is like, I'm so delighted I got laid last night, and then you can be like.
So follow her on Instagram.
No, that seems predatory. It seems like, oh, now that you're happy, I'm sliding in.
It's just
not sliding in, but just that she's moved on. It's like funny. I feel like a week isn't really enough time to move on.
I think
especially if you really like someone.
I think you're saying both. You have to listen to the person. And respect what they're saying and believe them. And at the same time, understand when you know you're really right and do that. Do break up with a person. Well, not right away. In person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to do the in-person breakup because...
But you do that.
I mean, if it's a serious relationship, yeah. But if it's like a Tinder, we've been on, you know, we've been sort of going out. Like, he's not my boyfriend. I didn't use the boyfriend word.
We've been fucking fairly regularly.
Right.
Is that worth it in person?
I don't know. It depends on...
I thought you were right to do it in person.
Of course.
They were connecting on a friendship level. Like, they had enough time where they were considering whether they're going to get serious or not. And
right.
They decided not to. So that was kind of more the breakup. They weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but it was like, okay, you want what I can't give you. I got to end this.
And then you hung out with her a week later.
Did she initiate that?
Come on over, Andrea. Andrea's saying, am I crazy or do none of these stories make any sense?
Really?
I'm not sure
okay.
who she's speaking of, quite frankly. Yeah, come on over. So are you saying about me and the story that's not making sense? Okay, come down. What are we talking about here, Andrew?
Both of these. I think you're just not understanding one another is what's happening here because you're saying that he... was mean to hang out with her, but...
Who was it? Sorry, who's who?
Carrie is saying that you're mean to hang out with her.
With this girl, yeah.
Yeah, that you're being manipulative to hang out with her.
Right.
But I don't agree. I don't understand what's manipulative about that.
Carrie?
Mean is a strong word.
Okay.
I don't think I said mean.
Not nice. No, I think you said a bigger word, manipulative.
Manipulative. Right. I think... Yeah, I think it's a little manipulative to want that validation a week after you already like crushed her. You give it a little more space, a little more breathing room.
I'd rather give all the breathing room. I don't want to meet, but it seems that's what this person wants. So I'm like, okay.
Do you just do what anyone wants?
Yes, anything.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, then you need to think about your life a little bit.
It just, well,
I think like if an ex wants to hang out with me immediately after, I'd be like, why don't we give it a little more of a minute? Especially if I was...
You do this in person. This is what I'm... So what are you waiting on?
No, I do it because I'm a masochist who just... I get off on rejection. That's me. Why are you... I mean, don't make it about me. You're you.
I see what you're saying.
What the fuck is going on? I don't understand what's being said.
I think she's... Carrie's saying she breaks up with people in person, but for some reason... I shouldn't have done that.
Can I try?
Look, somebody.
I break up with boyfriends in person. I don't break up with every goddamn Tinder date in person.
But this isn't a Tinder date. This was a relationship that lasted like several months.
Yeah, so that might be an in-person breakup. It just depends on the dynamic. I don't know.
I think what happened was she still wanted to keep things going with you, or perhaps wanted to maybe hook up one last time. Some sort of like after still yearning. So she asked to meet up in person and was kind of using that as an opportunity to kind of get back in there. That's what Hamda was saying when you said manipulative, was that the woman was being manipulative in this situation. Keith read it as like, I'm going to believe that you just want to hang out and be my friend. That's not really what happened there. And then this ends with her trying to sleep with you again.
I think
Keith in his innocence...
Right.
Thought that this is a person who gave me their time, who we slept with each other, who likes me. And if she wants to meet a week later and she
for
she
the
agrees,
breakup to yeah. be in person, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always gets called callous and like people
right,
are like,
so you want the closure. Like I'll give her the gift of like having in-person closure.
The thing that she asked for.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Then you did the right thing.
So we walk past, she wants to go to my house, and I go, no, let's walk to the subway. We get to the subway. She goes, I don't really want the subway. Maybe I'll take a cab. Maybe I'll come back to your place and wait for a cab. And I'm like, well, it's just funny this you said that in this spot, because literally this is a cab spot, and there's seven behind you right now.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it's so late, though. Like, you've come to my house later.
Right.
You know?
You've showed up later.
It's not that late. And I go, nah, we can't. She goes, okay. And then go for a hug goodbye, and her hand is up the back of my shirt. And I go, okay, can't do this, but don't you kind of want to? And I'm like, okay, I can't. And so I say goodbye, I start walking away. I look back, she's still hanging there.
I just want to point out.
She sounds like drunk me.
This sounds very, very scary. And the only reason why it's not actually scaring me is because the sex...
genders are reversed.
Yeah. The sex is reversed. And because if a dude was clearly trying those manipulations, I would actually be fearful. Because we're so close to my house and you keep trying to manipulate, trying to get in there for sex...
Well, right. she's,
and closeness.
She's trying to use sex because she wants to be back with him. That's her.
And that's
tool.
That's what had worked previously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but hand up the shirt. Wow. Yeah.
That's bold.
honestly, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Right. Well, yeah. It sounds like
that is fucked up. It is way more fucked up than we're giving it credit, because she's female and I get that. And he can dominate her and obviously like push her away.
Yeah.
But that's fucked up because she just now went to physically trying to manipulate him, because all the rest of the manipulations weren't working. So now she went physical. That's really fucked up. That is next level of fucked up. I don't care that she's female.
Was she drinking?
Yeah, that was my next question. Mm-hmm. Was she drinking?
She had a beer with me. I know that she came from a party earlier, but I was talking to her. Nothing seemed different.
Yeah, because I used to like physically grab dudes' dicks at bars, which I'm like, wow, geez. But I was always like hammered for that behavior. And I kind of was like, well, they want that anyways. And I thought I was reading that they didn't want that. And most of the time they did. But it's, yeah, you gotta be careful, especially since you broke up. And yeah, I mean, this.
And also we're thinking of guys like, yeah, of course they want their dicks touched. Obviously, we're not really thinking that all the time, but of course they want their dick. But we're forgetting some people are taken. Some people don't want their dick touched. Some people, you know,
sure.
But like you said, most of them did. It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
But
or
no,
soft.
Carrie, you're making the right face.
No, disgusting. Sexual assault. No.
Agreed.
No grabbing of genitals.
No, agreed.
I'm not telling her to keep going. She's sober now. That's a smart move.
Totally stopped. I haven't grabbed dicks in years. I only consensually grab dicks.
I so rarely
dicks.
Grab a dick in my day-to-day life.
It's fun.
It almost never comes up, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. So now.
So I start walking back.
Oh, the story's not over?
And then I hear a whistle, you know. And so
you're walking towards your place?
Walking towards my place. Because she said, how about we walk around for one more block?
Oh, Jesus.
Mm. And I go, I know that means the block the other way to my house, a block away, right? So I say, no, I can't. And I start walking away. And she's like, okay, goodbye. And then about halfway through the block, I hear a whistle. I don't turn around. Then I get text on my phone. So I'm like, I'm coming over. What are you going to do? Not let me in?
Oh, my God.
So I'm walking faster. I don't look if she's behind me.
Jesus, fuck.
I turn the corner to my place. I run to my place.
Oh, my God.
That's so scary.
I get inside. I lock the door. I get main door. I get into my place. I lock that door. Lights are off. I'm in bed like a ghost is chasing me.
Then is that the end of the story?
No.
Then what the fuck?
Okay, can we just admit, because, again, this is like a 6'2" guy talking But this whole story is very, very scary.
Well, yeah, because even though she's smaller than him,
it didn't start off that scary. No, you're right.
Yeah, no, it didn't start off that scary, but she's smaller than him, but she can go through the cracks or something. She's going to be under your bed.
You don't want a lunatic outside your apartment.
Yeah.
And she's now crossing I'm going to follow you home. What are you going to do? Not let me in?
Yeah.
Is crossing a line.
And when I locked the door, you think if the roles were reversed, you know, would you tell your friend? Would you already call the police?
I'd be on a phone call with somebody. If it's not the police, because I don't trust the police will come and make it better. It's one of you guys. I don't know. You're going to hear from me.
Right.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, let's say a man was coming after me. A man probably can't buzz other people's doors and try to get into my place, right?
Mm.
But a woman easily can.
Right,
right.
I think this woman can find a way to get to the back of my house through my screen door or something, you know?
Oh, good tip. Thanks for that.
Well, it's a trick. It's not a screen door, it's a giant window, Carrie. Come on. So anyway, I'm in bed and I'm like, you know, I'm breathing heavy. And then I hear...
Holy shit.
That's so scary.
And then about 15 minutes later.
Holy shit.
I don't like the story
anymore. At this point, I have my phone completely off. And
like as if your phone can get you.
Right. And then at 4 a.m., I don't want her to see I'm there. You know, we use WhatsApp so you can see when the other person's there.
Yes.
I don't want her to see what's there. I don't want it to ding, you know, when she's on the other side of the door somehow because a guy let a woman in. And then at like four, this is around midnight, about 4 a.m, I checked my phone and it seemed about half hour later. It was, I'm in a cab. I'm not really stalking you. Okay. Good night.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I think she probably had a come to moment like, wow, this is really crazy.
I've really gone over the edge. I'm glad she at least had that self-awareness, but it did get a little dicey in there for a second.
Yeah.
And have you talked to her since? Or wait, first of all, is that the end of the story?
The next day, she was embarrassed, was sorry that she did it.
Okay, good.
I ignored it. Then she goes, well, the silence is deafening.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Do you hate me?
Oh,
and
no,
then
no.
I don't write anything. And she goes, you're not answering. I'm like, what am I going to say?
No,
I do not hate you. And that was the last time we talked.
Okay.
Yay, yay.
That's fair. Oh, God. She could have had a moment.
At least she apologized. I mean, we've all had those thoughts, but that's the kind of shit you don't follow through on.
Mm.
But maybe she was drunk and followed through on half of it.
I love that we're giving her all the excuses right
away. No, not the excuses. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Like, what? She seemed, I don't know. Because you have the wherewithal to regret it the next day.
Yeah.
But is that even her way of, like, getting back in for him to be like, no, it's okay. We've all been there.
By the way, not for nothing, but the regret the next day is what legit crazy people also do.
Right, I know.
There's a cycle.
Right.
That there's a reason why people stay with this is because the next day...
They're so remorseful. And
not only are they remorseful, usually the next day they're remorseful and then they go into overachieving with the love and the...
Right.
They kind of recalibrate like, oh, that wasn't working. I'm going to come from a different place.
Right.
So I think shutting it down was really good. That being said, I met this person. She's so lovely. Seems like she might be going through something. That being
put your
said,
dick in a blender, man.
Right, but you could also actually have like I know what you're talking about. The cycle that you overdo it, but that you could still have a momentary lapse where you like act like a dick for a night and then regret it the next day, and it's not really your MO.
Yes. But so like, both of those things I think could be happening, because I do think she's a lovely person, but right. I also think lovely people could be this without knowing. Both of those things could happen. I think Keith was right to be like, I don't hate you, and like not, but not play into the rest of the thing.
Like, let's talk about what happened.
Yeah, like, no, I don't hate you. I don't want you to think that. You know, let's talk. Yeah, fuck that. No.
No, well, it's true.
You also met her, like, you met her during the nice time where she was, like, you know, dating Keith and things were going well.
I met her before they started doing anything.
Right. Yeah. But still, like, this is now where she's being rejected. And so this is a completely different state of being that she's in, just because she's nice during the time where everything's, you know,
yeah, but
stable.
she can also be very nice to everybody but Keith.
Sure.
Like, that's a thing also.
Right. I know, he seems so lovely, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, this is how abusive relationships sound. It's like, oh, she's so great. Right. That's weird. She must have had a momentary whatever.
In full disclosure, I should say, during Dirty Talk, I say, never give up on me no matter what. So I can see pushing it.
No matter what I say or do.
What are you doing in Pound Town? These ladies are trying to break into your house, Keith.
Sleep on my face.
Congratulations.
Always sleep on my face. Never don't sleep on my face.
Well, I'm looking at the feedback. A from New York City says, curious, how did you feel when she pulled the shirt move? Feel, not think. Also, what were your thoughts? Well, first of all, it feels nice. You know, it's a compliment, of course.
I think they're going back to, remember we talked about that guy being raped, and so he got hard, even though there was a machete in the room and a threat to his life. Mm-hmm. And so, did it move?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's physiological.
She's still attractive and.
That's just
okay. I'm no,
like,
just,
that's your DNA talking. That's not your like.
I think that's what this person is asking.
I see. Yeah.
Did you feel like, oh fuck, like
it's probably her.
No, not oh fuck. Like, I get it. I wanted to have sex with her then.
Okay.
I knew there's no way.
Okay. And how do you feel that this is like, because you're male sex and she's female sex and this happened? Did you actually feel, because I think you felt very, very, very threatened. That's why you were out of breath. That's why you closed all your lights. You were very actually scared.
I thought she would do her best to try to get into my place. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you ready to call someone, or did you not think ahead of that?
No, because then if I call somebody, what happens? Are they locked outside with her? And then what? I sneak you in.
Call me. This sounds fun. I want to get into a fight.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Girl, fight.
I'd be like, yeah, then it would escalate. If another person showed up, it would just escalate the situation.
But not even to show up, just to have like someone to, hey, I just ran to my house. Mm-hmm. I'm in the dark undercover. Just, are you around if I need to call you later?
What do you have a producer for if you can't call her to get in a fight? Nah. I want to get in a fight. Give me a reason.
God, I want to fight you so bad right now.
I would kick your ass.
I would love to fight
you.
I
would kick your ass.
Okay,
so
very good.
Bad.
Very good. I'd rather go back to unicorn
assholes. Okay, sorry. Okay? Sorry.
Thank really? I think I would give you a run for your money. Yeah. No? You don't think that I could fight you very well? I would
go down so fast.
I would go down eventually.
You're tiny.
Yeah, but I get angry.
Okay. Okay, Andrea, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Come on.
Sorry you got sexually assaulted.
Thank you.
Andrea, can you be my producer too?
Sure. I'll fight anyone. I just need
backup. I just want to know that I have backup.
I'm very strong. I'm like a Viking. Thank you very much.
You and I are going to fight for charity.
Oh, yes.
I'm scrappy too. I love a good wrestle.
Right? Yeah, I wouldn't.
When the stakes are low.
You're very small. I wouldn't put it past you to fucking beat the shit out of people.
Fucking feisty.
Yeah. Shut up, fucking Canada over there. I'll beat the shit out of you.
Hi, Hemda. I love the show and always enjoy hearing your viewpoint on things. I hope this is the right email. I just guessed.
Wow.
I just wanted to write that I think that you are doing, what you are doing with taking a year of celibacy is wonderful.
Thank you.
I took 2016 for myself and decided to be celibate for that year. It really helped me. Personally, I use sex as an escape, but in many ways in an unhealthy way. Taking that year for myself helped address some issues I didn't want to deal with and recalibrate the way I interact with men in a dramatic way. The first few months were the hardest because it was second nature to find a guy when I was feeling down. Once I set up more healthy ways to deal with my emotions, shout out to yoga, it became a lot easier. I dripped all over that mat, as you can assume. Is implied.
That was not in there.
Now, a year and a half after breaking my celibacy, I am in a healthy, loving relationship. I never thought being in a healthy relationship was possible for me. But having the time to myself to decide what was important in a relationship made me much more thoughtful with who I dated. Anyway, sorry for the long email. I just wanted to let you know that it really worked for me, and I think you are making a wonderful decision. Don't let their ball busting change your mind. It's worth it. Thank you for all you do, Sarah.
Aww, thanks. That's a lovely email.
And then I wrote her no oral, and she said, yeah, I mean, here and again, a little oral, yeah.
You know. Not made of stone.
Right.
That email is perfectly said, because I'm even taking out flirting, because if I catch myself wanting to flirt or going to flirt, I'm like, well, that's the whole point, is the validation. I want to know that I still got it. I want to know that you would hit on me if I were available. And so I'm trying not to even go in that direction. Yep. That's actually harder than not having sex at the moment, because it really is that moment of, hey, are you into me? I just want to see if I can get you into me. Right. I just want to see if you would be into me. And so now I'm just like, no, I'm celibate. I just don't want to even.
So you have high self-esteem. Like, I always assume if someone's flirting with me, they're making fun of me.
That's like, funny. I used to think
like
that.
Always. Yeah. If someone's like, I don't know.
You look pretty today.
I'm like, fuck you. So do you, dick. I got it. Like, I'd just be like, what a dick. I wouldn't be like, oh, thank you, I feel pretty. Like, I wouldn't be able to take, I wouldn't absorb the compliment. Mm. So if someone's like, do you want to go out on a date with me? I'm like, yeah, fuck off.
I used to think that because in the 80s, a lot of the PSAs or a lot of like the after school special things and a lot of movies were about like tricking a guy or a girl
into thinking, I know.
Yeah.
And then
making fun of them in front of the whole school.
You just reminded me of something I just got chills remembering that I haven't thought of this in a million years, but one time that happened to me in seventh grade. Oh my God. Oh, we're going to cry. In seventh grade, a guy asked me out as a joke.
Ugh.
And I just realized this minute that this is why I've been holding on to this.
Wow.
But he asked me out as a joke, and then I was so excited. He was cool and popular and funny, and I was just delighted. And then when my friend found out, oh my God, this is such a mess. She found out that he asked me out, called him up and said, I heard you ask Carrie out. And he was like, yeah, I got dared. No way am I taking her out. She felt bad for me and decided to pay him to actually take me out. And so this escalated.
What a well-intentioned, terrible thought.
Right? A well-intentioned but terrible idea. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I cannot believe I've repressed this exact memory.
Who is this rich seventh grader?
And then, I know, and she meant well, though. You know what I mean? Sure. Like she had no malice. She just didn't want me to get hurt. Oh. But then this got out. I'm getting upset remembering that. This got out, and then it became Carrie's so lame that her friends need to pay dudes to date her.
Of course it did, yeah.
And then no one would date me for free. I was like the pariah. Like you couldn't, not that you have serious, really serious relationships in seventh grade, but like.
Yeah. It was my nightmare.
But that my nightmare did come true. And the girl never knew that what she did caused me that much damage.
Like, are you still in touch or do you see her on Facebook or anything?
She came to my party on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was there. Nice lady.
Oh, she paid me $20 and no. Anyways, yeah, that was a very fun party, by the way.
Tell me I'm worth more than 20 now, please.
Well, you know, I mean, she can't pay everybody a huge amount. There's a lot of people at that party.
My blood pressure just went up so hard. Oh,
well, now you can process that.
You're right. I think it all stems from that. If someone asks me out, I'm assuming someone's paying them to make fun of me.
There was a guy in my school around seventh grade also. I had already had this in my brain that, first of all, I didn't think I was pretty at all because I was awkward, just like the rest of us, right?
And seventh grade is, we all look like idiots in seventh grade.
It was really gross, and I didn't know what to do with my hair yet. I think my mom was still doing my hair because I literally didn't know how to manage it. And we were on the bus, and he came to my seat, and he's like, do you want to go out? And this is out of nowhere, so I'm like, oh, great, the whole bus is in on it, you know, all this shit. And I go, no. But meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, I want to go out with anybody. I feel behind.
Right.
People are already making out. There's a makeout session having on, but nobody wants to touch me. Nobody wants to like lick my face. Somebody lick something.
Right.
And so I don't know. I didn't know.
We all have different things. Hey.
It was seventh grade. I knew tongue was involved in something. Let's go.
Yeah.
So
do it up.
I was into it. But I was like, no, this I don't trust this. I'm too fearful. I really want to say yes because I want to have this experience.
Yeah.
I don't even know, like, I don't even care who it was. I just wanted to have the experience. He seemed nice enough, all the shit. And I said no. And then I'm like, he can't be serious. Nobody just asks somebody out of nowhere. And then turns out by the end of that bus ride, he's dating someone else on the bus.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
oh my God. Yeah.
But part of me was like, dodge that bullet.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, they were cozy, and I'm like, I won't be cozy. But I was like, no, no.
You didn't because, trust it. I know.
Yeah, well, oh, because
God, I hate seventh grade.
He didn't like me because if he was like, oh, you date me, okay, you date me.
Right, right.
Like,
he just wanted some. He wanted someone.
Yeah.
But are they married now? That couple?
No.
Good.
No, yeah. No. But I did that again. I was in Israel one time, and like a neighbor was talking, and we were like couple people, and he's like, oh, I'll take you tomorrow to see, you know, because I'm a tourist. He's like, I'll take you tomorrow to see this place, whatever, whatever. I go, no. And yeah. I can't imagine what they feel because I'm being really callous, like, no, like right. Defensive, like, nice try, fucker.
Right.
You know?
And I'm oh my just God. A kid. One time I was you just reminded me, I was on a trip and I was chatting alone late night with a guy, and I was sitting on the floor and he was in his bed, and he goes, if you're cold on the floor, you can come in the bed with me. And I missed it. I was like, no, I'm all right. It's not that cold. And then like 6 years later, I was like, oh,
jump out of bed.
My God. And like, he had put himself out there. He was like, oh, and I was like, no, it's okay. I just whoosh, because right. It didn't occur to me that someone could want me in their bed.
Yeah. I'm still to this day. I'm like, you know what? I played it safe. That's okay. I was probably too ugly.
Right.
On feedback, I'm being told this story of Keats and the walk to the subway, it seems similar to the toothbrush scenario, passive but controlling. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Carrie, you were surprised when I told you, I don't remember what we were talking about, but I said, I think people think you're very tough. You have a tough exterior. Yes. And you seemed surprised.
That's funny.
Like, how don't they know, like, I'm a sweetheart, I'm a mush, I'm a ball of walk and cry.
Yeah.
This surprises you.
Yeah, that amazes me every time. I think I just have a low voice.
No.
It's worse. Yeah. It's what the voice does.
Like, don't fuck with me. Yeah. I will fuck you and your mother.
Try, fucker.
Right? How would you explain it to her? But everybody thinks you're tough as nails.
Why is that? If you talk to me for 5 minutes, you'll know that I'm a soft, smushy, mush face.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I hate to break it to you.
Yes. No,
not even close.
I understand that as a fact. And I also understand that everyone is a mush ball underneath their shit.
Of course.
But I would hesitate to get mushy with you until maybe just recently, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that that happens to me too, but I now put, like, I had to swallow a lot of pride and come. I had to swallow a lot of pride.
Yeah, she's going to last you.
In order to say mushy things because people were misunderstanding me. So I came at things very aggressively. Like, you hear me doing it on the show too, but I remember dating someone, it was the first boyfriend, and he's telling me about his mom. He's getting into an argument with her. He's feeling really bad about it. And in my head, I'm like, oh, buddy, it's going to be okay. Like, how do you feel? I'm saying all the shit in my head and I'm not saying anything in like out loud. I just wasn't comfortable saying nice things. And so he's like, I don't get it. Like, you're my girlfriend. Why aren't you saying anything? And I'm like, I don't know. And that was the end.
Wow.
And then there were people who were friends with me. Like you said, like, you spent enough time. I must have said something mushy to like indicate that I'm a ball of mush all on the inside. I cry regularly. Like, everything affects me. I'm very, very sensitive. And I noticed that one of my friends was like, oh, thought that I might hate her.
I get this all the time.
Yeah, people think
that. People think I'm a bitch.
Or that I'm going to, like, don't say anything sensitive in front of me because I won't get it, or I'll lash out.
Right, or I'll make fun of you.
Sarcastic.
Right.
Yeah.
I get the sarcasm thing a lot. Mm-hmm. I get the, I don't want to tell Carrie because, you know, nothing affects her. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's the
then
way
how do
we
I
joke.
Have, how do I have any friends at all? Like, I surely...
Well, I wouldn't say friends.
I mean, I have friends. Like, people hang out with me. Why would anyone hang out with me if I have this,
vibe? Because, like, they learned that. I learned that you are a human being.
Oh, okay, good.
Right? But other people that don't know, because they just met you, you come off tough.
That is crazy to me. That is insane. But that is bonkers, but nasty, chomp diddly crazy.
So how can, what does Carrie do? How does she let people know?
Well, first you have to admit it because you're not even admitting it yet.
Admitting that I even come across hard?
Yeah.
I think I have a foul mouth and a low voice. So yeah. I'm like, I fucking love you.
Right.
I think you're my best fucking friend.
What's another way to say that?
I fucking love you. Oh, wait. No.
Hello.
Hello, good sir. Cheerio, pip, pip, and love and all that. I don't know. I would be like, you're the best. But I just talk how I talk.
What's you're the best? What makes that vulnerable? That's not vulnerable.
Oh, I don't know. I hung out with a friend yesterday that I hadn't hung out with. He has kids, so I don't get to hang out with him one-on-one like we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, I was like, this is really fun. I miss you.
Yes, that's vulnerable. That's right. A person that's already in there.
Right.
Yes, your first impression is not that.
Fuck.
Your lasting impression is, I just met your friends. They're lovely. They obviously love the shit out of you. Made me love you more to meet your friends because you obviously have close relationships and people... I mean, they came out for your birthday from all kinds of places, you know, and...
Right. So how am I... How are these... All of these people have gotten through the Carrie's a bitch phase?
No, they've gotten through Carrie's fun, and I get that she's joking. And I like aggressive humor, and I like that she's callous. And so I like that. It's not that they don't like it, and they're trying to get through to the core
of you. So I should just meet people already sobbing. And people be like, aw, Carrie's a real person, right? Like...
No, I don't think that you need to be mushy up front. I don't think that you need to be vulnerable up front. I think this is perfectly fine to come from that space. But just to recognize that you might take longer to show people your other side, that's all. It's not that it doesn't exist and that people shouldn't know that this exists with other people. It's that it's your timing. It's on your timing when you want someone to see that. And that right. timing is a little longer than maybe you imagine. It's not a big deal.
So, yes, keep that in mind. And also, don't tell people that when you break up with someone, it has to be in person. And when they do it, call them an idiot. Thank you.
Keith is also sensitive, and nobody knows that either. So that's Keith, as vulnerable as he gets, too.
Keith has cried so many times in front of me. You should be embarrassed.
It's to make you feel comfortable.
So that I feel superior, and I'm like... My life is trash too, but at least I'm not Keith. Sobbing.
All right. So this is what I was talking about. In your VIP package, beginning August, will be a brand new flavor of the month hosted by Carrie Gravenson.
And Mike Dressel.
And Mike. Entitled FMK The Game Show. Fuck, Marry, Kill, of course. Fuck, Marry, Kill takes a classic Fuck, Marry, Kill, get to know you road trip game and twists it into a demented game show. Co-hosts Carrie and Mike challenge contestants to defend their choices and hopefully learn a little bit about themselves. So if you can give us three topics or items or even people, and we'll play a little round of Fuck, Marry, Kill to let the audience know what we're talking about.
I also realized another thing why you might not realize how you come across, because
she's a ginger.
If you're like me, when you're joking around that harsh with someone, you're telling them that you love them because, of course, I'm coming from, like, I would never go this far on a joke unless I know that you know that I'm a good person. So, yeah, so I know that that's when you're callous, quote unquote.
Right. That's how we learned that watching sitcoms growing up. You know, if you come up with a really good zinger, it means you say it to someone's face. It means you trust them.
Right.
Or it means that you assume they trust you.
Yes.
Right.
I have some of this myself too. Like, Hemda will see me be sarcastic to somebody and Hemda will go, you don't like him? I'm like, no, I like him. That's a gift he just got.
Right.
You know? No, I don't talk to people I don't like.
Right. If I didn't like you. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So if I rib on you, if I neg you or something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it, and it's gentle, then that means that's like the, I don't know, that's the hidden language of comics. Mm-hmm. We express adoration with insults.
Yeah, like, I know you can take this. I love you.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or like, you get me enough to like take this. Yeah.
I love it, yeah.
Do you have anybody in your stable right now?
Yeah, a couple of hips in the hopper.
Okay. You really are vulnerable, I see. A couple of hips are in the hopper, folks.
I got a hip in the hop, if you know what I mean.
Good for you.
No, I don't. I'm a single. I'm a single lady.
All right.
But I mean, there's a, you know, you gotta be filling the funnel.
Right. All right. Give me three items. I want to start fucking, marrying, and killing.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Poker.
Okay. Ooh.
Pens.
Uh-oh.
And Subways.
Okay.
Subways. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
And assume the Subway is a New York City Subway?
Mm-hmm. I get it. It's the Subway lately has been a very bad news. Hasn't been on time. Hasn't followed a schedule in any way. Poker, of course, is poker. I wonder if that includes money. I have to assume it does. And pens are annoying with the clicking and people being fidgety. I have to kill the pens.
Huh.
It's too much, but you caught me on a bad day regarding pens.
Okay.
Poker, that sounds like it's related to money. You marry that and you fuck the Subway because you have all the different lines and that'll be a good night.
You think fucking the Subway would be the most interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you're going to kill pens. What are you going to write with?
For what? It's the future, you know? You type, you're talking
to
your phone.
We're just going to text. I mean, yeah. You're holding a pen right now. You wrote down, okay. Hemda,
okay.
Same question.
What
poker
I wrote, I want to marry poker because I love it so fucking much.
Okay.
And when you love something, you got to marry it.
Okay.
That's what I think.
That's the rule? That is the rule?
Yes, yes, yes. The Subway always fucks me, so I want to fuck it.
So you, again, agree with Keith?
No, I don't want to agree with Keith. What did he say?
He would marry poker because it has money.
God damn it.
He's going to kill pens because he hates pens right now because I clicked one.
I do want to kill pens because...
And then he's going to fuck the Subway because there's a lot of lines and that would be a good night or something like that. Roll the tape. It was disgusting, whatever he said.
Kend and I is on Carrie's second show that's going to come out.
It was a disaster.
We matched on everything.
It was so annoying.
They are of one mind. It was.
It makes sense. Sometimes logically, you got to fuck something.
Right.
Right. I mean, I think I would fuck pens as a concept.
Well, we saw that.
But they've been around the longest.
I would. I thought of fucking
the
pen.
So they would know how to do it good, you know?
Yeah.
And then I would probably marry. I agree with you, marry poker, but then I would have to kill the Subways. I don't know what I'm saying. I wouldn't kill the Subway. I'd probably marry the New York City Subway.
See, this is why it's so hard to understand you and where you're coming from.
Why?
I learned nothing.
Because I went back and forth?
I don't know what you're fucking. I don't know what my friend's killing. But I still like you around. That's the point.
That's another thing. So Carrie noticed that we matched a lot on mm-hmm. Fuck, Marry, Kill. And then she plays poker with us. And it's fucking annoying because if she's in the position... After Keith and me, and Keith folded on something that I went in on, she goes, no, Keith folded. He knows Chemda, and she fucking folds.
Yeah.
And then everyone fucking folds.
Right.
And then for the rest of the night, they're looking at Keith for responses yeah, to my shit.
Exactly. Yes, that's how I play poker.
You know what Chemda's tell is? Me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you go in, if you're like, I'll raise you a dollar, and then Keith immediately folds, and then you just win the blinds. Like, you're welcome. Like, you could just go in a dollar on each time.
Right. Yeah.
And like slowly, you know, and then eventually Keith would get onto that.
Of course, our VIP package, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. It's every show we've ever done. We're closing in on 3,000 shows and bonus shows and Flavor of the Month and My Name is Keith and, you know, What's My Name and What Do We Do Now? It's all there, okay? So take a look. Follow Carrie on Twitter at Carrie Gravenson, GRAVENSON. The website is also carriegravenson.com. And the album, I'll tell you this, Carrie, fantastic. Let me tell you, I don't think I told you this, Chemda. So I was texting Carrie and I go, hey, I'm going to put your album on. That'll be fun. And then I got caught up doing something else and I didn't. So she played it cool and didn't say anything.
You're mean. That's mean.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
And then she brought it up days later and says, hey, shithead, do you remember that you said something? And I'm like, oh, as an artist, I understand that would drive me crazy.
Ugh.
And I go, okay, I'll listen to it now. And it's just message after message as she sleeps.
I tried to turn off my phone. I turned off my phone because fuck that. He pressed play and then he's texting me.
In real time.
Yeah, and he's like, great. And like, they're like three word references to my punchlines that I don't even remember. He's like, you know, absolutely. Ha ha. And I'm like, I don't remember that joke. Like, what are you? And so then I had to turn off my phone because it was agony. That's agony. And then I wake up the next morning and I did feel good that you liked it. Like that made me feel good because you know your shit. So like, if you didn't hate it, then it must not be that awful.
It's called Cry Through It, the happy comedy of Carrie Gravenson. And you heard her voice. It's an ironic title, of course. She's not very happy.
Just to fucking delayed it all the time.
Carrie always...
It's a reference to track 12.
No, I follow Carrie. You have a busted asshole. I get it. I heard it.
It's not how I named the track.
Listen, it's a unicorn
ass. It's a unicorn asshole.
All right, Carrie, you're a dream.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. I accept your compliment with gentle good nature.
Well, luckily we don't always remember them, right? So what I'm saying is, apparently the rule to breaking up with people is, who fucking knows? Do what you do. Everybody has the answers and everybody's life is miserable. Okay.
You want definitives. It just depends on the people in the room.
Right.
Jesus.
Right. It's case by case. And apparently whatever I do is wrong.
Yes.
All right. Apparently I was right about the fucking toothbrush. All right. So everybody, thank you very much. Let's talk to you tomorrow. All right. Bye. KeithandTheGirl.com